Just one halakha that we might have mentioned, but we'll say it again. A lady that gave birth, according to the halakha, should make birkat ha-gomel. Giving birth is considered going through like a holy and getting healed. And therefore, it's proper to make the birkat ha-gomel in front of 10 men. Not like some wanted to say that you can make the berakha in front of 10 ladies. Halakha says you need 10 men, so she should come to shul, make it in the ladies section. And also not like the opinions that the Beit Yosef brought down, that some wanted to say the husband could make it for the wife. We don't follow that. We hold that you can't make a berakha on a miracle or a gomel for somebody else's obligation. So therefore, the lady themselves should make the berakha. And not like somebody wanted to say that it's pregnancy and giving birth is a different type of sickness. It's a natural thing. And the only time you have to make a gomel, they want to say, is on something that it's an occurrence that happened that's not normal and you got healed. But pregnancy, we know what it is. You gave birth, it's a certain amount of time, the body has got to recover, it's a weakness, and therefore they say you don't have to make birkat gomel. That's not so. The Chesed Alafim says they make it. Kaf HaHayim also discusses it, that the lady should make a gomel. He just says you should make it after a week, because that's when they're healed finally. It takes time for them to get better, so you should wait at least 7 days in order to make the berakha. Therefore the halakha, we say again, Chabad Baijal writes about this in Yahveh Da'at also, that ladies should make Birkat HaGomel a week after they give birth in order to thank Borei Olam for the delivery and for their recovery in front of 10 men.